Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DRMADDOX. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together. Put them together, come on. I got joy in my but you can't have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
This means war.
To tune in today to this program, and we have a wonderful program for you today. And I want to thank Reverend Gary Heinonen for just giving us the opportunity to air and really share what God is doing within our community. I have a wonderful guest, and I'm going to read a little bit about him and introduce him right up. And his name is Dr. Maddox, and he has served God for over 46 years and has been a leader in youth ministry, television satellite ministry, radio ministry, leadership training, inner healing, deliverance ministry. And Dr. Maddox has not only been just a minister of a pastor, but he's been a deacon, an elder, and he is currently the pastor of Point of Light Christian Center. He's the president of Dr. Ernest Maddox Ministry by the will of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's so important to be called of God. Dr. Maddox is known nationally as a trainer, a motivational speaker, a man of God in the church as well as in the business world. And he's been recognized for his achievements. Many rewards are really actually rewards in his life.
Right?
Yeah, we're going to be silly about this. You know what? I am just so excited because, you know, we met. Where did we meet? Was it Ask the Pastor?
Well, actually, we met when I spent some time with the censors.
Okay.
During the census in 2010. And my daughter was working as a census taker, and I was a director.
Mm.
And she had a meeting with you at the hospital, and we met you then. We got reacquainted.
Yeah.
At TCT Ask the Pastor.
And you have been hosting how many years over there?
Oh, my goodness. 9, 10 years
mm-hmm.
participating with TCT.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. We do a program called Ask the Pastor, and where you host many times, and, you know, you bring forth the questions, and then, you know, we have time many times to study beforehand, but a lot of times we take live calls. And it's really interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. To watch the Holy Spirit spontaneously respond.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is. Well, welcome.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, you're doing a class right now because I came to your class, was it a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Can you share just a little bit about that wonderful
class?
Well,
we're doing a series of classes in prayer and spiritual warfare. We're doing classes in prophecy, eschatology.
Mm-hmm.
We have several classes coming up that are free in March.
Wow.
And you can just go on the website. You'll see that information later.
Mm-hmm.
But we conduct many, many classes to build up and help support the body of Christ.
Amen. It's so important. You know, you've written three books. I have all three. And what a blessing. Now, the first one you wrote is Impact of a Deliverance Prayer.
Yes.
And we were talking a little bit about that. Can you share about your own experience and why really the Lord led you to write this book for the body of Christ?
Well, when I was called as a Christian, and in my very initial Christian walk,
mm-hmm.
I was only 21 years old. And I didn't understand prayer. I didn't understand Christianity. I was basically from another culture in my community.
Yeah.
I was a street pharmacist. I'm not talking about Rite Aid.
Yeah.
And so my culture and my thinking did not include prayer.
Mm.
So when the Lord called me and introduced me into a church environment that was a traditional Jewish holy day keeping environment.
Wow.
So I had to learn about the tradition of the Old Testament
mm-hmm.
and trying to understand and reconcile my life and my problems.
Mm.
I had to engage heavily in prayer.
Yeah.
And over the years,
yeah.
as I experience God responding to me
mm-hmm.
and answering prayers, this book came about as mm-hmm. a project of earning my doctorate in ministry. And since prayer was so prominent and so essential in me overcoming my problems, because I grew up in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
The Black Power era,
mm-hmm.
so I had some issues, some cultural conflict issues.
Mm-hmm.
I had some biases and some prejudices
mm-hmm.
that I had to overcome as a Christian, because even though I wasn't a scholar, mm-hmm. a book scholar, I knew enough about the Word of God that prejudice, anger, hate, bitterness could not coincide
mm-hmm.
with the edict of God's proclamation of love.
Right.
And prayer.
Yeah.
Is what got me through.
Yeah.
Prayer and a legitimate assessment
mm-hmm.
of my real true feelings
yeah.
and what I needed to change in me. And the only thing that worked, the only power that worked
yeah.
was the Holy Spirit
yeah.
accessing that through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the genesis of that book, Impact of a Deliverance Prayer.
So because you allowed God to do the work in you,
yes.
and now you have put that in there, and it really helps others, okay,
yes.
to get free because you walked through
right.
it.
Because it's not just a book on how great I am and what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's a book on how weak I was and what I did.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, you were talking about your own personal and our motives and, you know, and all that. That's such a beautiful thing because it's so needed. You know, when we assess our own heart, you know, it says that if we're convicted, you know, the Holy Spirit knows how to convict us. And then, you know, we're just bringing it to the Lord. And it doesn't feel wonderful to be free. And you know when you're free and you know when you're struggling.
Oh, yes.
And then when you lay it down.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I was just reading a little article about forgiveness. And a man had a death experience and said there are many people in hell because they refuse to forgive. And it's such a beautiful gift to give forgiveness to those that have hurt us, you know, and to lay our lives down.
Yes.
And just saying, Lord, just wash me. And I believe there's people listening. Before we go on to your next book, could you just look in the camera and maybe
yes.
pray for someone that's, you know, watching
well,
the show?
I'll just simply say to all of my brothers and sisters,
yes.
forgiving is a difficult process, but it's the most freeing process. And the only way you can accomplish it is through prayer.
Yeah.
I had to literally go to God and say, I like being angry. I like being mad. I like being violent, because I had to reconcile my desires with what God wanted me to do, and I knew there was a conflict. So I'll simply say to you right now, you just take that anger to God and ask Him to grant you forgiveness. Now, let me say this. A lot of you don't forgive, and God taught me this, because you think forgiveness means that you continually put yourself in a scenario to be damaged so the pain won't go away and you're in perpetual forgiving mode. No, forgiveness means you let go of the anger of the deed, the bitterness of the deed, and the need to get revenge for the deed, but you don't have to put yourself in a proximity so the deed can repeat itself. Let me say this again. There are a lot of people who did things to me who did not repent. I removed myself from the environment. They stayed forgiven. I stayed free. And you have to use wisdom. Mm-hmm. So forgiving doesn't mean you recontaminate yourself. It doesn't mean that you hate. It means that you remove yourself when necessary, but always forgive, irregardless.
Amen. Thank you. That's so important. And, you know, I just love that, because we've got to be free. And when once we're free, oh, my goodness. I mean, like, we're in disobedience. We're in rebellion when
that's
we
it.
Don't lay it down. And then we can't hear properly from the Lord. Well, we're going to break. You know, my husband writes a lot of music. And I think he's writing about his 10th CD. But, you know, I was one that prayed, oh, my gosh, probably about 20 years for him.
Yes.
And so I encourage people. So I'm encouraging you that are watching this program, that prayer changes things. We'll be right back.
Yes,
my husband's going to sing a song. You're going to enjoy it. Enter into the presence of the Lord, and we'll see you in a moment.
In our lives we're missing something. Deep in our hearts we need love. We hear the call of our Savior. He's been here all along. Rejoice, arise, rejoice. Rejoice, arise, rejoice. Let God work in our lives. The power of Christ is with us. Let God work in our lives. We'll give Him glory and praise. Let God work in our lives. He'll help us through the darkness. Let God work in our lives. We'll give Him glory and praise. We'll give Him glory, we'll give Him praise. We'll give Him glory, we'll give Him praise. We'll give Him glory, we'll give Him praise. We search the land for the truth. Deep in our faith we have Christ. We go out two by two to show His love through our lives. Rejoice, arise, rejoice. Rejoice, arise, rejoice. Let God work in our lives. The power of Christ is with us. Let God work in our lives. We'll give Him glory and praise. So let God work in our lives. He'll help us through the darkness. Let God work in our lives. We'll give Him glory and praise. We'll give him glory, we'll give him 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 praise.
Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I know you did, because it was from the Lord. You know, when God gives you something, it's so important to use your gifts, your talents, the assignment that he's put upon your life. We have to be free, and then we have to get into the Word of God and discover why we're here and what we were created to do and to be. And you know what? Some of you that are watching right now today, you might say, you know what? I really don't know the Lord. You know, it's easy to use the word Christian, the term Christian. But do you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to invite you to come to know him in a personal way. And I'm just going to pray a prayer. And I'm just going to ask you to repeat after me. But I want you to just really mean it from your heart. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes.
And come into my life. I am not sure if I really know you as a personal God. I ask that you wash my sins and you forgive me. Come into my life. I believe you died and you rose again. And I believe you're going to come back. I want to know you. And I want you to be my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
How important is that? It's a spiritual birthday. If you meant that with your heart, you are born again. And in the Word of God says you must be born again. You've entered into eternal life with the Lord. Well, we're going to go on here. And Dr. Maddox is with me, my good friend, and he's written three books. He has a wonderful ministry. He has a church, a Point of Light Christian Center. You can join him. There's going to be information on your screen. There's a website. You can contact him. And I want to tell you something. Don't take these things lightly. When God puts a gift in the midst of our lives, you know, we need teachers. We need mentors. I was mentored for many years, and I said, yes, Lord, I want to know what you want me to know. And that's why he wrote these books, not for himself, but for the body of Christ, so you can get fed. And so you can know how to overcome. So the next book that he has written is called Apostolic Manifesto, The God Shift, A Call to Order, A Word for the 21st Century Church. And you know what? We're dealing with the history. We're dealing with the conditions, how we got here. What are we going to do? How can we go forward?
Praise the Lord. Well, that book was a culmination of 46 years in dealing with church and church structure.
Mm-hmm.
I was in an environment, and I used to say to God, after I matured to a degree, why do you have me here? I'm looking in the Bible, and I'm looking at the situation, and there seems to be a separation of ideologies between what God was saying and what I was seeing in the church. And as I went to God, I said, look, I want to leave. I want to start my own ministry. And the Lord said, I have you here so you can learn not only how to do it, but what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned to submit.
Mm-hmm.
And that book deals with the three things that I've identified as phases that the church goes through. I deal with a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
I deal with a lot of counterfeit. Let me just say this, and I won't spend a lot of time on it, but the counterfeit religion actually started in Genesis, the fourth chapter,
mm-hmm.
with Cain and his son Enoch.
Okay.
trying to duplicate what God was doing in Genesis 5 with Adam and his great-great-great-great-grandson, Enoch, who became the grandfather of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
So it started there. The church basically goes through three phases. The confusion, conflict phase, where you have some people obeying God and some not. If that's not addressed, we end up in the antichrist phase of the church, where the church basically is following Satan and doctrines of demons.
Mm-hmm.
But if we address that and repent and reverse, and I'm not saying all churches, all denominations, I'm saying too much of the church.
Yeah.
If it's 10% of the church, it's too much.
Right.
Then we can end up with the Christ alignment model, which means we're all on one accord, moving in the direction of Christ. So it deals with that. It not only brings forth and identifies issues. The last chapter gives 10 very specific biblical solutions that we can follow to get back in alignment with the Word of God. The challenge is we've gotten away from the Word of God, gotten into philosophy, gotten into feel-good gospel. And can I just pick one example? Grace. Now, I know eyebrows just went up about that. There's a form of grace being preached now that says you can do what you want to do and grace has you covered. Well, Romans 6:1 says different.
Mm-hmm.
It says, should we sin so grace will abound?
Right.
It says
God
no.
Prepared.
The other challenge is I hear that grace is a New Testament concept.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Genesis 6:8, grace was found by Noah in the eyes of God. So grace is not a New Testament concept. Grace is given to us so we can withstand the wiles of the devil, not submit to him and then be covered after we've committed to him.
Right.
Or why would Christ have died? So that book deals with how we got there, why we're stuck there, and how we can get away from there based on the Word of God, not somebody's opinion.
Right. So important, not man's opinion, but God's Word. And that's what you're covering, is what God says.
Yes.
And then, you know, and I really believe books like these come from a spirit of discernment.
Yes.
Because when I came to Christ, I said, Lord, you know, I see there's a lot of gifts in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, there's laying on of hands with you, miracles and all this. But I said, Lord, I want discernment. I asked him for discernment because I didn't know. You know, if you don't know the truth and you live for so many years without it, I want to understand it. I don't want to be just running at every altar call and people laying hands on me and I don't know these people. Isn't it funny? We need discernment as to who's laying hands, who we're sitting under, and we can't just sit under just anyone, and we have got to have the discernment.
The Holy Spirit will give you that. Now, I'll just say this. If you don't like reading the Bible and you don't like scriptures, these books aren't for you because they're heavily laden with the Word of God. Actual scriptures in full text.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what that's how my husband writes his music. He says, it's Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, you know what I mean? It's not just, you're going to find it filled with the Word of God. And so if you don't want him singing and you don't want to book him to come to your place because you don't want to hear a lot about God and Jesus and Holy Spirit, then don't call. It's like we are 100%. You know what? We don't want to be lukewarm. The Lord says he will spew us out of his mouth if we're lukewarm, and that's what these books are not. I can see now. Here's another book. You have been very busy. And I tell you, it took me forever to write one book. I mean, forever, my whole life. And here, there's three here. Now, this one is such a good book and so needed because it's the weapons of our warfare. What you need to know about spiritual warfare, and you are dealing with Ephesians chapter 6, really the verse 12 and on talks about the full armor of God. Can you share a little bit about the armor of God?
This book comes from the struggle that I had writing Impact of Deliverance Prayer and actually dealing, as I said before, confronting my problems and realizing that these were just not natural things.
Mm-hmm.
And when I discovered Ephesians 6:12, mm-hmm. Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
right.
And talks about a spiritual realm,
yeah.
In four categories,
yeah.
Is when I begin to understand that, wait a minute, I have to confront
mm-hmm.
the demonic forces, the wicked supernatural forces.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to say this. In Luke 10:17, the disciples came back and said, even the devils are subject to us
mm-hmm.
by your name. They were talking to Christ. And Christ said, I saw Satan fall from lightning,
yeah.
Like lightning from heaven.
Yeah.
Now, if Satan didn't exist, how did Christ see him? And if Christ didn't see him, then he's a liar, then we need to get up and leave right now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a liar. He mm-hmm. did see him. Then he went on to say, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. So I began to recognize that book gives strategies on how to use the power that Christ gave over the power of the enemy. And that's it in a nutshell.
That is so needed. And there's a doctrine out there, Dr. Maddox, that I have seen that people say, there's no Satan, there's no devil. I mean, could you imagine that?
Well, then Luke 10 should be taken out of the Bible. Christ should be taken out of the Bible. Ephesians 6:12 should be taken out
mm-hmm.
of the Bible. Genesis 3 right. should be taken out of the Bible. We have to give up a lot of scriptures if we don't want to accept the fact that Satan is a real entity.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. I can go on. Just
yeah.
pull them out and move on without that.
Yeah, and then we're fighting each other, aren't we?
And
we don't realize it's spiritual wickedness in high places. So I just want to encourage those of you that have watched this program. You know what? It's not people that you're fighting with. You
no.
know what? The enemy will use certain ones around you to blow through them to hit areas of your soul that's not healed. And God wants to heal you. These books are healing books. So you can be free. So no matter what's going on, the jockeying of the enemy, using people or situations around you, you're not going to react. You're going to be free. You're going to know how to stand fast in the liberty that you've been given in Christ, and you're not going to be moved. Well, Dr. Maddox, we've just got like a minute or so. Could you look in the camera, give your information? Because I know it's on the screen, but I want you to
praise
give your
Lord.
Information.
Well, look, if you're interested and learning more about our ministry, simply go to www.dremaddox.org. And on that website, you'll find out about Blog Talk Radio, GodTube, what we're doing with TCT, all the training programs, the books, and other training strategies that we're using to help build the body of Christ. You'll find out where we're located for services. So just go to the website, and you will have the information you need to contact this ministry.
Wonderful. Well, I just want to share, too, that we continue to air. We're on the radio every Sunday at 2 o'clock on 1500. I don't think I've ever announced that before, but it's called Anchor of Hope. We continue to train chaplains. If you want to get a hold of us, my address is www.chaplaincathy.com. And so you can get a hold of us there. I think we've trained about 1,500 chaplains.
Praise
the
Lord.
So we continue to go forward in the calling that we have in Christ. We thank you for watching. I just again want to thank Reverend Gary for giving us the opportunity to host this program. What an awesome thing to
thank
be able
you,
to
Reverend
sit in
Gary.
Here. Yeah.
Praise Him.
Yes.
Come on, you can praise Him. You know, it is indeed a blessing, amen, to be here, to be able to serve God. And that sounds basic and simple. But when you're really serving God, there's a power that comes with it, a placement, an anointing, and an ascension that comes with it. So today, before I go any further, amen, I want to thank some folk, amen. First one I want to thank is God the Father, Yahweh, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. I like to call him Lord, Yahshua Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. I want to thank my wife, Barbara Maddox, for it. for dealing with me, putting up with me, and training me and mentoring me for over 37 years. Amen? Praise God for that. I want to thank Dr. Garth and Tina Kuntz for God using them for over 35 years to make this possible. I want to thank those who serve here in every capacity, from manager to the floor cleaner. Amen. And just be thankful that there are parts of the body that you can't see but are very important. Amen. So I want to thank those we don't know about. I want to thank the studio audience. I want to thank those who are in the fivefold ministry here, Bishop Gilbert and the pastors, Pastor Mack, of course, and all of those who serve in the body of Christ. Amen. So I want to share with you I want to go somewhere with you. Amen. And if you want to write down a title for this message, it's called FIT. It's an acronym for Faithful, Inspired Testimony. Let me say that again. Faithful, Inspired Testimony. God has brought us through a process, each and every one of us, to make us fit for the kingdom. And I'm just going to say to you that when you're dealing with some things, going through some things, or some things are going through you, amen, you need to realize you shouldn't have a fit, you should become fit, amen? You should develop that faithful, inspired testimony. Now, for my text, I'm going to be using two places, but I want to go first to Revelations. Amen. Revelations, the 12th chapter. And I want to begin here in verse 10. It says here, and I heard a loud voice from heaven. Now comes salvation and strength in the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren has been cast down. There's been a war in heaven. Satan's been defeated. He's been slammed, jacked, amen. And as they say in the WWF, it was a smackdown. And God the Father won. And he's down, and he's creating problems and difficulties. And he's been creating problems and difficulty. But when this happened, it's going to be more intense. But here's what's important in verse 11. And said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they didn't love this life until death. Now, I want you to think about that. There are three things that God gave us that say we would be able to overcome the enemy. The blood, testimony, and not being so hung up on who you think you are and what you're supposed to be doing, and why am I going through this, and God, why did this happen to me, and how come in that, and how come in this? Amen? What God has taught me through trial and challenge is when I'm in between a hard place and a rock, stand on the rock. Amen? Stand on the rock. A lot of times we get caught up and get caught in between, and we're looking at the rock and we're looking at the hard place. I want to go now, amen, to Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And I want us to focus on the first three verses. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2, For by it, faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, when you go through a process, God will strain you out, wring you out, so the best in you can come out. Amen. God wants to take you from a place of toleration to a place of celebration. That's why you're here tonight. Celebrate. You don't have to. You don't have to accept where you are, but God wants you to learn how to tolerate so that he can bring you to a place where he can celebrate you, like he did Daniel, like he did Joseph, like he did Moses, like he did Joshua, like he did Jesus. Amen. You have to go through something. I battled demons. I got stuck on a plane, 1,500 feet in the air, banging on the side of it. I had an automobile run a red light and drive right through the car, and I saw the person's head. Amen. Drove off a cliff at 5,000 feet above sea level, and God grabbed the car and set it back. And I would always ask, why me? Why am I going through all this? Why am I being pressured, pushed? Why is the enemy trying to kill me? Because God said, when I called you, I used a murderer to bring you to me. And I said, you're my gangster now. And he said, I'm going to take you from GED to PhD in order for you to have the fortitude to do that. I have to make you fit. I have to give you faith. Instructional, intensive, inspired testimony. You have to use your testimony. That is your weapon. That's how you win. That's how you defeat the enemy. That's how you are able to be able to praise God and move into your personal and corporate attitude of celebration. You need to recognize something. God puts you in a scenario so he could bring you out. Amen. He puts you in a scenario so he could bring you out. I want to take you to one last text. Amen. The first one was from the King James, Revelation 12. The second one, New King James. And now I'm going to go back to the New King James. Psalms 103. Praise the Lord. Bless him at all times. But don't forget his benefits, some of which he forgives your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. He redeems your soul from destruction. Amen. He crowns you with loving kindness and mercy. He fills your mouth with good things, that your youth will be renewed as an eagle. Listen to me now. When God called me, broke me down, took the dope out of my hands, the gun out of my hands, and put his word in my mind, he said this to me. It's going to take 3 decades, and I'm going to bless you with youth. Remember, your testimony keeps you strong and causes you to be a mighty overcomer, a mighty servant for the Lord. Remember, trust in the Lord and bring a powerful testimony to bear on the situations in your life. Praise be to him. Praise the Lord. Praise him.